Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We have a star-studded panel for you this week to preview Sunday's matchup between the Eagles and the Cowboys. We welcome in Sal Palantonio from ESPN and former Eagles linebacker Gary Cobb from GCobb.com and 94WIP. First and foremost, everyone wants to know about the quarterback situation. What should the Eagles do this Sunday? Sal Pal, you get to start us off.
I think you got to stick with Nick. I think that's the bottom line. He performed well in the red zone. He performed well on third down. He performed well in the fourth quarter, all areas where Michael Vick struggled. I think it's really important for this football team to just go with a hot hand right now. And in the critical areas, the critical juncture, Nick Foles has performed well, and I think you got to stick with him, especially because we heard from Michael Vick, and Michael Vick said he needs another week to rehab before he is fully confident and can do the things that he wants to do on a football field. When he says that, I don't know if that was a little rope-a-dope, whether he was trying to send a false message to the Cowboys or not, but he seemed pretty sincere when he said it. So I think they've got to stick with Nick.
Gary, agree or disagree?
Well, I don't think they have a choice. You know, I think what Sal just said, that basically Michael Vick, surprisingly to me, they came out and basically said, look, I'm not going to go for another week at least. And so they're going to, you know, go with Nick Foles. I don't think that really he didn't leave any doubt about it. He was very clear about it. So I think that Nick is going to be the guy. And the guy's been playing great. And you can't say enough about the way he's played. Now, the other thing I will say, coaching has been great. The last game, Chip Kelly was on the money with every call. He made really Tampa Bay look horrible. That first screen, you had Harriman's and Kelce running 20 yards before they could hit anybody. I mean, that is tremendous coaching, right on the money. And then the draw, they're still wondering what happened with that draw that they called with Nick Foles. So Chip Kelly had a great game plan. Even pulled something out that I saw when Andy Reid was here, DeSean Jackson going across the field deep behind the other safety, inducing that safety to the other side with the tight end and running DeSean in behind him.
Well, so we got Pat Shermer here for, so
that's right.
The West Coast principles.
It was a great, great, great move.
This Sunday, Eagles-Cowboys for first place. Gary, do the Eagles win and secure first place?
I think so. I think they're getting some help, too, because you got, Murray's not going to play. It looks like Ware, two of their best players. If they don't play, I think that really puts the Eagles in great position. But I think that Chip Kelly is really coming into his own. I'm telling you, you know, he's making me a believer. You know, 400 yards every week, and now with the job they did in the red zone, looks like he's mastered that too. And if he has a game like he had, he's calling the game like he did the other day. They're going to wear out the Cowboys.
Sal Pal, any way you see the Eagles losing this game on Sunday?
Yes, Nick Foles turns the ball over. Now, he hasn't done that. If you look around the National Football League, Chris, right now what's happening in the league is these young players, young quarterbacks, are turning the ball over and killing their defenses and killing their coaching staffs. You see it with Geno Smith. You see it with RG3. You see it with Tony Romo. He's not a young player anymore. He's a veteran, obviously. But you saw that in the Denver Broncos game. If Nick Foles holds on to the ball, and it goes back to what Chip Kelly said in April, he's looking for repetitive accuracy. Those are his words. He's looking for the quarterback not to turn the football over. And right now he's getting that from Nick Foles. And I agree with Gary that, you know, you look at what this offense has been able to do and how they've been able to recover. They got a roundhouse punch in Denver, and they got up. You know, the old saying is not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. And they didn't flinch. And I remember we were in the bowels of that Sports Authority field, and the first question of the press conference I asked to Chip Kelly, what did you say to your team in the locker room right after the game? And he looked right at me and he said, we got to stick together. And they did. And I was just talking to DeSean Jackson after practice, and he said, you know what, we have a lot of camaraderie on this team. A lot of guys could have folded. A lot of guys didn't like the changes that were going on, but they went with it. And he also said, well, something interesting to play off what Gary just said was this, is that teams went after them in one-on-one matchups against LeSean McCoy, and the offensive coaching staff, Shermer and Chip Kelly, had to adjust. And they adjusted, I thought, to the zone that they played last week with Tampa. And yep. Dallas will play a lot of zone. Dallas won't blitz as much as Tampa did last week because Monty Kiffin's not a blitzing guy. He'll bring a cat off the corner like he did when he was in Tampa occasionally. But They won't blitz as much as Tampa did. So I think Chip Kelly's done a great job, not only play calling, but in his resiliency on this football team. I think he has earned a lot of respect, not only in his locker room, but people in observing the NFL game.
Sal Pell, you've covered Eagles Cowboys for a number of years. What are some of your favorite memories from the rivalry?
Well, my most distinct memories are the ones that are indelible to me are two things. One was Barry Switzer trying to go for it on fourth and one, and that the defense of the Eagles just stopping him. Byron Evans just stuffing the A-gap. I think it was one, two, or three times. That was the day that Michael Irvin got hurt. That was also a very memorable scene at Veterans Stadium. The other one, I'll always remember the sound of Troy Vincent saying to James Willis after the interception down in Dallas, J-Dub, I'm right behind you. Toss it back to me after Willis had that interception. Remember that, Gary?
Yeah, I do remember.
And he's saying, J-Dub, you know. Yeah. And he wanted him to toss it back to him, to lateral it to him, and go for the touchdown, which he eventually did.
Garrett, you've been on both sides of the rivalry. You played in this. Mm-hmm. Share some of your favorite memories from it.
Well, there's so many. I mean, I think back to coming back here, and I was with the Cowboys, and I remember the snowballs and being thrown at Jimmy Johnson coming back here. I remember that and playing a game which went down into the overtime where we ended up losing when I was with the Cowboys, losing to the Eagles with Randall leading a last-minute touchdown drive. When I was with the Eagles, I remember beating the Cowboys and getting after Tony Dorsett to the point to where I remember him turning him back into, Wes Hopkins. Now, he wanted nothing to do with Wes Hopkins. He was looking for him all day. Well, he was trying to get outside, and I knew that Tony, he likes to get outside and then get out of bounds so he doesn't take any hits. Well, I made him turn back, and Wes was waiting on him, boy, and he drilled him. And really, Tony didn't want any more of that game. So I remember that, and it's just a great, you know, there's just so much passion in the game, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it. Can't wait for this Sunday. Gary Cobb, Sal Palantonio. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you very much for joining us in our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.